Thursday, the 3rd of June, Kof Aleph Sivan, Dayan Abraham David, Meleches Nochri on Shabbos.
I don't think we'll have a chance to speak at all about Meleches Nochri on Shabbat, but it's a very interesting Sheila I had not so long ago. One of the maids in the home on Shabbat, non-Jewish, that's Nochri, wanted to help the family. She sees that the urn, the Shabbat urn, is running out of water. Only a few glasses of water left, cups of water. So she comes along and she pours a whole lot of water into the urn. So when the Balabait will wake up, there's nice hot water for everybody in the family. Is the person allowed to have any benefit from that water? There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which is really the source is a motchi. Im yesh ner bebet Yisrael, uba enu Yehudi vedlik ner acher. Jew came along, and somebody, a Nochri, came along and lit an extra candle. Had a candle right there already. Come and add it on. Mutar lishtamesh le'oiro ve'oi ner rishon dolech. Since there's a ner which is mutar for me, so even if the non-Jew, the Nochri, came along and he added on more light, as long as the original light is there, I can have benefit from it. So therefore, you can have benefit from the light which is there. Avar achre sheyichave harishon osu lishtamesh. But once that's gone off, you can't have benefit from what is left. Lechem, im not natan bener adoylik. There was a light which was with oil, and she came along. Umutal lishtamesh ad kedei sheyichale shemen. Went and added on more oil into this light. So as long, we estimate that as long as that original amount of oil would be giving light, she would be allowed to benefit from that ner. But once we estimate that the time is past and that light is finished, kedei sheichale hashemen sheyaya bo kvar ve'achar kach asu. So in our case, let us just think about it. She came along and she put a whole lot of water into the urn. But there was water, 4, 5, 6 cups in there, which were mutar to me. And is that comparable to this halakha of adding on oil to the ner? And therefore we estimate the amount of cups which were originally there, maybe you can have the rest.
Cool down water.
Yeah. It's really not on. Because when you put in cold water, everything becomes cold, and therefore you're really cooking up the whole water. Right? And Shulchan Aruch holds that by Dovalach, Yesh Bishu Acher Bishu, Bedovalach. So therefore, even that amount, that water which was hot originally, once it cools down, it says yes, bishul acha bishul. And we could say, even according to the Ramo argues with the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramo says, it's somech on the poskim who say, medavar lach ein bishul acha bishul. But the Ramo says, we are somech on that as long as the water has not become completely cold. As long as it is a little bit warm, it's still hot. Whether that's a neheker, or why exactly, maybe because then you notice it's been cooked. But the Ramo holds that you can be soymech on the yesh, it's that ein bishulach habishul bedovalach. But he doesn't allow it just completely. Now in our case, we could very well say that since with so much water, it's become completely cool. It's not even... The water is not, that water which originally there, isn't the whole water doesn't become warm even. And therefore it's like you're cooking the whole lot. But I'd go one step further. I'd say even according to Ramo, the fact that you put so much water into it, that water which was originally there is bottled to the whole, to the whole amount of water which came in there. And therefore the whole thing is being recooked again. It's as if the whole thing, because since you've got new water which is never cooked, and that whole thing is being recooked again. So therefore, even according to Rumo, in that case, you would not be able to use the water, the original amount of water, or estimated original amount. It's not like a like Ner Dolek, and therefore it would not be allowed. There's something interesting here. There's a Rabbi Halacha who brings down, and really this would be the case, the Rabbi Halacha says, V'chein im natan, nearly, the be'ashoshis shelanu shekolim lamp. Now they had a lamp, yeah. The derech hu lechabot ha'ptila, they had to put off the light, they had to put off the lamp, if they wanted to refill it. Now there was oil in the lamp, there was already shemen in the lamp, and but in order to fill it, to add on or to fill it, you would have to put it off, fill it, and then put it on again. She said, "The derech hu lechabot ha'pitila koydim shenotlim bo shemen mechadash im ken havei ata hadlaka chadasha." That would be a new hadlaka. She put it off, and then she put it on again. Right? That's hadlaka chadasha. That's like our case. She cooled it down, and she went and boiled it up again. So that should be asur. Says the Mishnah, the Bi Halacha, that's what I thought. He said, I would have said it's asur. Asur yishtamesh klal le'oila, because since it's a new, this new hadlaka, and she's lit it for the balabait. So therefore, even though there was oil before in it, which could have lasted. But you've done a new ma'isa. You put it off and you put it on again. And therefore when you put it on again, it's adlaka, which is the Soret Balabait. Says Bi Halacha, Shuv nearly, comes a Bi Halacha and says a chidush, they say dafka im asur is sivu Yisrael. He says, he told them to make it, to light it, that's a soul. Aber shelo is sivu Yisrael. Given did it of our own accord. Yes? Af the asol lesoich Yisrael, yish lo dun bo lehakel. He wants to say maybe it's muta, and I think comes the Moskone says it's muta. The goy comes along, the nochri comes along, put it off, and he lights it again. He says maybe it's muta. Why? He brings the Eliyahu Rabba. Lefi mashe katov Eliyahu Rabba, the einu Yehudi, tiratzalim chois. There was a case when the Nochri was trying to fix the light. There was a bit of black on the wick, you know. So he wanted to take that black off. So he made a mistake and put the whole thing off. Put the light off. So it says here in the Aura that when that Nochri relights that lamp, yes, he says that's called Solchoi, not called Soirech. The why? She put it off. She has to put it on. She can't leave it as it was before. It was a light. There was some light. There was it. The lamp would have gone. The light would have gone on. And now she feels at fault, and therefore she's putting it on. That is called Solcho, not Solch Soirech Balabait. That's not the Soirech. That's the Eliyahu Rabba. Yes. And therefore, since he's lighting enough for a guild to soon solve the problem, therefore it's called Sorchoi, not Sorchoi, and therefore he's allowed to have benefit from that land. That's the Eliyahu Rabba. Comes the Bir Halacha, and he says like this, says the Bir Halacha. Therefore, in my case, in the case we said, that in order to refill that lamp, add on to that lamp, you have to put it off and put it on again. So when I put it on now, once I put it off, when I put it on again, yes, then I am doing it, at least the Nochri is doing it for himself, because he can't leave it like that. He's got to put it on, therefore that's called Sorcho, not the Sorcho himself. Not doing it for the Balabai, he's doing it for himself. That's how the Bir Halacha says.
Why did he put the oil in? Why did he put the extra oil in?
No, you're right. He put the oil in for the balabait. But the fact is, now when he put it, once he put it off, he's putting oil in that he has to put it on. Because he learned the malocha is the hadlocha. Yes, not that hadlocha is called the hadlocha lesoire atzmoi, not lesoire yisoire. Because he can't leave it like that. That's a rabbi halacha. I'll tell you, I have a question on that. I think really it's not a great. You could be mechalek. You could make a basic difference between the case of the Ishmael and the case of the Bira Loche. Why? The Eliyahu Rabbah is telling us halacha. This Nohri wanted to mitaken the Nair and made a mistake. He made a mistake, it went off. But that's his fault. And then now he has to put it on because he has to fix it. He has to fix something he's done wrong. But where, in the first place, I am putting it off? It's for the Tzorei Israel. I'm doing it for the Balabait. I want him to have more oil. I want to have more light. And therefore I'm putting it on to refill the lamp. So my action of putting it on and my putting it off and putting it on is considered for the Balabait. Maybe the Eliyahu Rabbah would not agree with this. There is a place to mechalek. But we understand what the Mishnah Berurah is getting at. Mishnah Berurah says, doesn't matter why you started. If the fact is now, I'm this lighting which I'm doing now is for my need. Because I can't leave it left off. It can't be. The light can't be left as it is. And therefore I'm doing it for myself. So he calls that Soirich, he said, Akum, and not the Soirich Malabait. But let's come back to our case, where we say, where he puts the water into the urn, and he cools everything down. I want to say, even according to the Svara of the Bir Halacha, even according to what the Bir Halacha is Matir, where she puts it off and she lights the Hadlaka again, that's where the two Maisim, she puts it off. Now she's in a situation where it's off, I have to put it on, but for me, she's putting it on for herself. But where? I do one maase. I'm filling in water, which is cooling it, and then heating it up. That, for sure, that's considered, I'm doing it all for the balabait. That's one maase, which I'm doing for the balabait. Even in that maase, there's two axes. One axis is you're cooling the water down, and then you're heating it up again. But that's all one action. That action is an action purely for the balabai. Even though it's got two parts in it. It's got putting off and then putting on. Cooling down the one which was already off and then putting everything on again. So it would seem from that according to Mishnah Berurah, according to the Bir Halacha, in the case of the Mecham, it would be considered Sorech Israel, Sorech the balabai, and not Sorech Atzma. That's all. But I want to go a little bit further. You know, there's an interesting halacha. It's brought down in Shin Kaf He. The halacha is that Pat She'afa Ein Yehudi, a non-Jew cooked bread for himself. Ya'atzmoy b'Shabbat Yesh Oishrim Veyesh Matilim ובשעת הדחק או סורך מצווה, קראים סודת בריס מילה או סורך ברכת המויצים, יש לסמוך על המתינים. Now, we've got a case, the Jew purely for himself, the non-Jew. And I remember back, there were people who were noed like that. We didn't have no Jewish bakers, they always used to have a non-Jewish baker. And if the non-Jewish baker would bake, they're just going to pick up some bread for him, then you can carry, you know. And take it for Shabbat. So here, these two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. One opinion is Yesh Oishrim. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, the reason for it, some say because of Muksa. Yesh Oishrim and Yesh Matirim. The Rosh is Matir. So the two brings down Rosh is Matir. Rabbeinu Tam was Oishrim. And the reason why the Rabbeinu Tam was oyser seems to be, which basically is because of muksa, because it was, since it was only flour or which was meat, it wasn't edible before. Okay, but Bet Yosef brings down that, and I see the Mishnah Berurah mentions it here, that Shema Yoima Leinu, the reason why the people say, those who poskim who say Yesh Oisrim, that you may not benefit, he did it completely for himself, he did it for you. Yes? He definitely baked the bake for bread for himself. Palter. He baked for himself. You go and pick up that bread and you take it. But we say there's a chashash, Shema Yoimru Yoma Leinu Yudi Levashel. When it comes to food, it's different from an error. We know all these stories, but by Ner, light, when a non-Jew, a Nochri would put on a light, if it's for himself, a Jew can benefit from it. Yes, because there's, we're not worried about anything, because there's light there, nearly. You know. But when it comes to food, we are more afraid. Food, you must have no challenge on Shabbat. You know, you must have your hot drink on Shabbat. And people are lahut, people are very, very excited about it. You know, they get upset if it's not on. And they, so therefore, the reason for the Yesh Osrim, Svara and the Poskim, that it's because we are afraid by food. Kimel Shemikor, he says here, Shema Yoim Elehen Yudi Levashel. We're Av Al-Gav, the Eni Yudi Shidlik Ner Le'atzmoy. Even though we said, go and non-Jew puts on a nearly a small. Yeah? Lo yikos rinan, kemoshe kotu besiman reisho ayin vov, lemidi de achila, de lahut beyoiter, goz rinan tve. Something we go to the food, we're more worried about that he will tell the Jew, next time tell him, go and do it for me. Then, tve, because of a magin of Rome, besiman tafkot yuzayin, the midbrei ha-mechaber sham mashma desfirele v'tam hazeh. The mechaber seems to learn in this opinion of Yesh Osrim, it's because we are afraid by food that you might come to tell them. And therefore, it's not like light, like a lamp or light, where we know where there's light, but it's light, not light, little light, less light. But when it comes to food, we are afraid, lo, that he will tell him to do it. He will come and tell him to do it. So that's the Yesh Oisrim. That's one opinion in Yesh Oisrim. The Yesh Matirim, says the other the Matirim, the Noch Hoishesh, the Lord Mechalke Ben Midi De Achille Lo Abidi Achille. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Bishat Adchak, you can be soinech on this, on the Yesh Matirim, Bishat Adchak. When it's a problem, you haven't got bread for Shabbat, you haven't got some Bruce Miller or something like that, Then you can be sorry, but not just like that. We don't allow it. So there's such a chashash. But really, Shulchan Aruch, you know, we know it's just whole Gemara about Rabban Gamliel when the Nochri, when they made the Kevesh, and they said there, he put to go down, and he says, because it's like nearly Echad Erebea, there's a machloket post scheme over there. What happens? Whether in the case of Abaye and Rava, and the post, so many poskim question what Rava holds, whether Rava who we pass in like, whether he holds that we are choshesh, that when is makir, when he knows him, that maybe he'll do it for him, and therefore we make asur. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, something which for someone you know, and he does something for you, yeah, it's possible that it's asur. Because we're afraid he might do it another time. But if you, we want to go a little bit further in this. The Ol Zeruah brings down, Bet Yosef brings down the Ol Zeruah, and I see the Mishabur also brings down the Ol Zeruah. The Ol Zeruah says that here we have a machloket, where we choishish, if you take something from a non-Jew as far as food is concerned, whether we make it asur or not, Machloket, Yesh Osrim, Yesh Matirim. He says, but that's by normal Akum. Who, even if he knows you, but maybe we're not worried about. He'll do, you'll come to tell him, you won't come to tell him, it'll work, he'll do it for you or not. But when it comes to Eved, it comes someone who works for you. I don't think Eved means proper Eved, it means Eved, someone who's working for you. Says the Ol Zeruah, Sheledivrei HaKohen. אם בישל או עפר עבד ישראל בשבת, אפילו לסורך עצמו, even if it's לסורך עצמו, ואפילו בשבת ראשונה, וכפעם ראשונה, שאין העבד יודע אם אדונו יאכל מזה עולניו, אפילו הוכי אסור מפני שהוא מכיר לו ומרגיל לו לשבת אחרת. Okay, so now he's brought in a new factor. We're not worried that now we say that someone you know maybe you'll do for you next time or not, but someone who works for you, and even the first time he did something and he didn't know you'd want it, he didn't know you would benefit from it, we say you're not allowed to have benefit from it because we are afraid that he sees you having benefit from it, he'll do it again next time, he'll do it again next time, right? So therefore in our case, where it's a shifcha, that someone who's working for you, someone who's working for you, so therefore if you allow it, and here it's very likely, if once you do it, let her do it, she's going to do all the time. It's going to do all the time. So therefore, according to this old Zaruha, and it seems we bring it down to halacha, it's a divrei kol, the yesh osrim the matini, but the pat akum, you're going to take the bread from the baker. Yeah? In the case when this person is working for you, then we have a greater chashash that he will come to do the melacha for you. You might tell him for the next Shabbat to do it. You will tell him for the next Shabbat to do it. And therefore, we can't have any. So we come back to the situation here, where we're talking about, that, and you can't, somebody want to make a chilul, he said, maybe that's only when he comes, Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. He might do more for him, and think which is due. But life, there's no Shema Yarbe. Food, there's always Shema Yarbe. And there's a Shema Yarbe. But that he'll do the whole thing for you. Because she's not drinking from this water. The whole thing for you, maybe we are not chashesh. But there are many rayas that is not like that. But the fact is, yeah, if already they mosif for you, yeah, and they work for you, then they'll do the whole thing again for you as well. And you tell them to do it. That's the chashash in this case. And therefore, it would be that if Kim and did this water, it would be asur to have any even benefit for the amount of water that was in there. There's a little bit of debate which we can, a bit of question where we can maybe think about it, that maybe it might be a kula, but lemaaseh not like that. That the Mishnah Berurah brings down that where we have a machlokes poskim, right? You know, this is so that we may not benefit from the melacha of a goy. It's not issu from the Torah. Yes? It's only issu the Rabbanon as a kenas. That we should not benefit from melachet Shabbat. Yes? That's only even for a Jew. If a Jew will do a melacha on Shabbat, the fact that we can't benefit from it, if it doesn't be mazy, levela, and if it doesn't show you, that is only melacha and kenas. So the same thing with the John non-do just would do it for the for you. So Mishnah Berurah wants to say that where there's a machlokes poskim, that the poskim say, some say this thing is allowed and this thing is not allowed. So where someone has done it, even by Isur, the result will not be Asur. So maybe here according we've got a machloke, if yesh bishul achar bishul, without Allah, right? Even though the Ramah is not making, just doesn't say there's a bishulach. He says we're soymich on that, but only when it's still warm, yeah. And but in this case, really, you're building up the whole, you're making the whole thing like we said. So really, wouldn't apply. But where there's a machloket, a poskim, there the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that we are soymich on the result. If it's done, you can be maker. You can have benefit from it. But there are many contradictions to this. Because we have a halacha in Shabbat. We have a halacha that you may not put a mecha, you may not put Shia is also on Shabbat. If it's not Higiyah Lemachabad, sorry. According to us, Sfaradim. If it is even Mivushat Kol Sorchoi. Yes, we're not allowed to leave it on the fire. Yes, we have to make Goruf and Kotum. You can do it. If it's Michael Ben Rousseau, you don't need Gora for Kotum. That's a machloket poschananiya and the Rabbanan. So when it comes to what happens if a person, it was not Mevushal Kol Sorchoi, and he put it on the fire, yes, Shia, are you allowed to benefit from it or not? Can you benefit from it? Maybe you are allowed to benefit from it. So the according to halacha, the shuchar brings down that you can't benefit from it. Why? Because you put it on when there's an isur. Yes. Ah, the result, the kenas is only it's only the rabbanan. It's a machloket poskim according to the Hananiah. If it's once it's gone to Michael bin Rusoy, we have another problem. So therefore, it's gone past that. It's not migushal kol sarcho. You should allow it, and yet we see we make a gezeira. It's not so simple. The halacha is not so simple. In that fact, so really, what we want to say that where there's any chashash, that maybe will come shema yichate. So even it's only a isu de rabbanan. It's the result of the isu de rabbanan. But there's a chashash shema yichate. Something bad can come out of it. So they even the those poskim who say well it's a machloket, and therefore you can be so many on the result that there's no chashash that the kala will come from it. But in our cases, even according to that sefara, yes, that if you do a melacha, and since the results only are sudan, it's a machloket, you cannot benefit from it. But that's only when there's no chashash, like we see by example Ashiya, Shema Yichate. So even though you say it's a machloket poskim, there's no chashash Shema Yichate, but then poskim say yesh chashash Shema Yichate, even after Michael ben Rusoy. Right? So in that case, we are not making it a machloket. Yes, even for the result. And that's what we see that in the Shulchan Aruch. So the same way, so that which the Mishnah Berurah says, where there's a machloket, we are making on the result, when there's no chashash. What we are talking about here, if you tell a non-Jew, if a non-Jew tells it for you, says chashash, you will tell them next week. It's more than just a sudir banan on the result. Yes? It's because there's a chashash, shema, you'll do it for the future. So it come out, non-Jew, for some reason, put hot water, filled up the urn with cold water, then we believe that, according to all the poskim, most of the poskim, there would need be a heter to have even benefit for that amount of water which was there originally, and it's not the same halacha as Nair. Right. I just want to finish, I think of 2 minutes, I want to say like, with a dvar, on the parasha, something on this Sedra, which really it's an interesting thing. You know, there's a big question here. How come when the Meraglim were chosen, as Rashi says, Anashim, Kasherim, Chashuvim, Kasherim, they were great guys. They were good people. And yet we find when they left on the Shlichas, they were corrupted. It seems something went wrong. Like the Gemara says, like the Pasuk says, they went and they came. An unnecessary word, Vehalchu. They went and they came. We're talking on the return. Of course they went. They came back. They went and they came. Says the Chazal say, Leakish, Viatan, Lealichatan. Alichatan, Leviatan. That means like they came back with a bad itzo, with bad thoughts, bad intentions. In the same way they went with bad intentions. What happened? They were chosen, they were sent on the shlichas, and all of a sudden they got bad intentions. What happened there? How come in that short while they changed? There are many answers to this question. But I think I want to say, like this. Do you know there's a, we know the Gemara halacha, shliach Adam kemoisel. A shliach Adam kemoisel. We normally mean a shliach Adam kemoisel. He does a maisel, you can use it. Somewhere that shliach adam kemoisoi, the shliach becomes like him, and that's why there are many halachos and shlichos where goy can't do a shlichos, only can't do a shlichos for you. Yeah, many halachos because shlichos needs the person, the meshaleach takes over the personality of the person he's sending. There's a machlokes, there's a hakira and shlichos whether I give my koach over to the shliach or I use the shliach as an extended hand. In the Ketzoyis brings it down. Yeah, what is that? What is shlichus? They machloket rishonim on it. Whether I give him over the power, my power is me, or I'm using his hands and I'm the movil. The question whether if he became ill, he became mishtata, whether he still give the get and all that. But I want to say something. Whatever it is, shlichus. When someone accepts a shlichus from the meshaleach, he's under the influence of the Meshaleach. He's He's at his giving his hands, or he's under the influence of Meshaleach. And therefore, when Am Yisrael, when the Jewish people came, and as Hashem didn't want to send them, because he knew their intentions, they had doubts about going into the land. The Meshaleachim, the Bnei Yisrael. So when the Shlichim accepted the Shlichas, they came under the influence of the Bnei Yisrael. That's already, they had the doubts were brought into them. All except Yeshua. Yeshua was a Talmid of Moshe, he held on to him. He didn't come under the influence. But the others all came. That's why Caleb, even Caleb came under that. And he had a tremendous battle, Ruach Cheto, there, and he had to go to the Kirei Sadikim to go along to help himself, to pray that he shouldn't be influenced by that, by the Mishalechim. And that's why it's in that period, before when they appointed, to when they went up, already they had the influence of the Mishalechim, and they had Eitzera.